And it is 10 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 1 p.m. in the East Coast. It is 8 p.m. in the Middle East. This is Orly Ben Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. Today, April 6, 2015, is Passover for the Jewish people all around the globe. And we just celebrated also Easter elsewhere, all in the magnificent time that coincide between the two holidays. Something that is special, it means that many people are festive, are thankful to God, and are in a good approach and good energy. So this is the time that we say thanks to God. And to this radio, we're going to talk about the aftermath of the Iran Accord and what is not yet final, but the accord that is supposed to be reached, and how the voices of reasons are taking over the madness of the drums of war. I think that in this celebration of time and holidays, we can say that many things are in stake. And one thing is for certain, we don't want to blow up the future of the world because we're not going to risk anything in order for us to just have our way. I know that the nuclear agreement is really, really sensitive matter. And we are thankful for all the major powers that took the time, the place to discuss the accords with Iran, and hopefully they're going to start a new day in the Middle East. We have some shortage of power today, so there are so many things that I did want you to listen to. I wanted you to have the idea where we're standing. Maybe we can do it next week. Maybe we can talk about it next week if it will be relevant in the realm of time. But I know that God isn't work, and it's not for us to know what's in play. We just have to play it. Now, I had the chance to just give replay of something else from another time, but I decided to come live because I want, first of all, to bless you and pray with you for the day, and I want to be thankful for America for being so great again and again, and I want to encourage everybody that even though the deal is not still done, we can still make amends and make the best out of it. There are so many issues that need to be hammered, so many ideas that need to be discussed. But one thing for sure, Israel is here. Israel is going to be on the map for a long time. And we need all the power, the imagination, and the creativity of the Jewish people to help do the world, to give some equilibrium to the madness of this world. And of course, maybe it's a task that many people can take, but whoever, Israel, because it's so center in the middle of the chaos, it means that the destabilizer always in this region. I guess that in every continent you got that country that make everybody work hard and help out, and maybe it's Israel's task in the Middle East. There are so many issues that need to be discussed as far as what should be done, but I'm not sure that we want to go over. I just want to go over some ideas, what freedom means to the people of Israel, what this holiday of Passover remind us all of. The beauty of freedom and liberty that is not forsaken for and the hope that America will come back to her powerful nature, economic growth, and a lot of prosperity for everybody, so we can really trust and feel good and safe. Because as long as America is not well, nobody around the globe is well. And in Italy there was always a saying that if America has a little fever, the rest of the world have pneumonias, or they're getting this sick because America is really a force that needs to be purified again and again. It'll help. And she invested so much in the world. She should get back on her feet and big time. God willing, strong again. So let's put some music. And I hope that someplace in this music that this is not a coordinated effort this today, because Doug is gonna do the best as he does always. I hope that we can have Let My People Go in some form of music, because that music represents the liberation of the people from slavery, from the bondage of Egypt. And Egypt is maybe state now, but it represented then the shackles of powerful nations that can take over people and bond and put them into slavery. So we're going to talk about freedom. We're going to talk about Africa, what's happening in Kenya, and how the situation is really, really grave. And we are going to take care of our soul by remind ourselves that there is a God and it's not us. We are back. It's Oily Benny Davis, and this is BBS Radio. This is Passover all over the globe, and Easter time, just celebrating this season, this spring. I'm sure that you're all very excited about the holiday season, and more than everything is the food. We have to eat matzo bread. The matzo bread is something that you guys want to experiment. If you never eat that, go get yourself a box of matzo. Matzo box is all over the shelf in the supermarket. You can find it. And then what do you do with that? You open it up and you see it's like a biscuit. It's something very dry, very non. There is a taste, of course, some sort of American way. But what can you do with it? Nothing. Well, of course, you can wet it, and then it's become a little crumbled, and you can wet it, and you put with eggs. You put it very a lot of pepper, white pepper, a lot of salt, and you mix it together, make an omelet, and it's really, really good. You could top it with some spices or ketchup, or you can put sugar powder on top, and you're gonna enjoy it. It's the season. Why not try it? We have to go through a lot of customs and a lot of things to celebrate the wandering of the soul. Now, going out from bondage is something that people don't have, God forbid, if they have to ever experiment that. But the soul of the human being is such that the sin needs to be cleansed. So they say that whatever the father does, the children will suffer, the grandchildren will suffer too. So whatever you have to handle, sometimes it's not really your fault, it's whatever happened before. And then also, if you have your grandparents were righteous people, your father, your mother are righteous people, all of a sudden your life is so good, and you said, "Oh my God, I'm so lucky." No, your parents really, really put the seed in you, and they gave you such a karma that you are really healthy, well educated, taken care of, because God loves you, because they help so much in the world that you deserve it. So No matter what, we have our life that we have to face, and we have to face the idea that our soul needs to be cleansed out. So the bondage that the Jewish people had to suffer is the cleansing, you know, of the soul. I don't know what they did so wrong. I really don't know what the Jewish people have done, but I think that to get to higher being, you need to get refined so well. It's like a diamond. You really, really need to work so hard in it so your soul will shine in order to achieve whatever role in the world you have to do. So now that we are celebrating Passover, and we have on the other hand a very, very awkward agreement with Iran, that we all welcome, you know, the idea that, you know, we want to talk. But that idea that they're going to keep on doing whatever, and as they say, in 1 month, 2 months, if the world doesn't work for them, they can start it all over. Really, I thought that we're going to dismantle their power capacity, not giving them the opportunity to just deceive us. You see, Iran used to be a great nation. The Shah, time of the Shah, used to visit America. There was a video today on the news that shows the Iran visit, and how he went to build, you know, to visit the mosque. And the relationship with Persia, with Iran, was good. America and Iran had no conflict until the revolution there that took hostage the Americans, you know, in their own embassy. I don't remember anybody reclaiming that episode in all these talks. If I can recall any time that I do anything to fix something, I must go back to where did it started. Nothing to do with Israel. Forget Israel. Iran's situation, all those years of disaccord, is not about Israel. Israel was not in the game. It was hostage being taken by Iran, American hostage held against their will for days. Now, nobody mentioned them. Nobody mentioned Iran needs to apologize. Nobody was to talk about compensation to the family. Nobody talked about anything of sort. And they just want to go, oh, it's about Israel destruction. No, darling, you hold hostage American, and we had, you know, to liberate them. And there was a very, very bad episode of helicopter accident. And I remember that. That was really sad. I think that we need to remember that we have a lot to thank in this world. And one thing is our memory. Let's have some more music and we'll be right back. Okay? This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is BBS Radio, The Impossible Truth. And we are back, and this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we've been contemplating the liberty. What's liberty and what's Passover is about, and how we celebrate the new season with the new accord with Iran, you know, a regime that decided to fool us all, and we are playing you know, we're playing our hands really, really nice and well. Our major powers are coming to play. They're all coming together. And something that Mr. Putin said that really enlightened me, and he said something important in regard to American-Russian relationship. He said something like that. Every time America and Russia were facing the major war, they agreed to agree. The First World War, the Second World War, and now. They are agreeing. They are like the powerful balance in the world that keep us all going together. So the fact that they know better in the time of crisis makes you hope that, you know, there is no like we fight until we die. There is a fight. We don't want to fight anymore. We are building. Of course, we don't like the way you know, it's the right and the wrong. You know, we have to have the option. It's not we don't have a world government that we can conceive, even though that those major power actually try to decide for everybody else. Now think, they decided Iran's deal for everybody else. Now, are we supposed to agree to everything to decide? Are we supposed to just let them be? Or we want to, you know, place in the table? You know, I've been watching, witnessing, talking about politics for the last 25 years. And I remember the difference between having a seat in the table, having a perspective, and not having one. It's a difference between night and day. When you're a player, you are allowed to grow. When you're not counted for, you're just handled. Now, the world is handling the rest of us. But these days, I must say that America went out of her way, day and night. Day and night, Kerry went out to see this work through. The major power did. But the truth of the matter is, America is one continent, pick one continent away, European power, they're all there. And it's really easy to travel from Germany to Switzerland. It's right across, right? But America, this guy works so tireless, you know, he never stopped. And all those other major power, oh, Sissy Goody Two Shoes, they are there together, oh, to make this accord. The only problem I have that they don't care about what's really happening. Look at Africa. Look what's going on in Africa. Look what happening under the nose in France. Look what happening under the nose everywhere. The economy shattered. The people are being persecuted. Christian are being run after, and forget the Jews. You know, the Jews are run after all the time. Why? What's new? But is it what I want from a world leader? Excuse me, I think we deserve better. And Israel is a place, you know, here in the Middle East, trying to settle. Everybody calm down. There's a Palestinian. Okay, let's go to the negotiation table. No, they don't want to talk to us. So, okay, let's give them Gaza. Oh, give Gaza to Hamas. Now we want something else. No, darling, that's not the way it works. You cannot have it all. And look what they did. Think about those UNRWA, the United Nations, UNRWA, that has $1 billion a year just for the Palestinian cause. They put them in refugee camp. Now they put them in a refugee camp all over, not letting them grow in Gaza or else. And then what they do, they evacuate them from Syria and let the bad guys come in. Now UNRWA is letting the bad guy come in, or because she evacuated, and in the, you know, in the vacuum of absence of people, they jump in. I think it's really, really convenient if you think it right that you have all this, you know, I don't know, $1 billion deal a year. You have this hole in the places in every country, a little refugee camp, refugee under United Nations, goody two shoes, and then all of a sudden the war is starting, they evacuate them, and the bad guys are coming in place of them. I would suspect, you know, I don't know who they are, but I would suspect that the one who works for UNRWA are not really, really kosher. Because last time I remember, August 2014, remember we were here, I was on their line. I remember when the UNRWA gave the missile to Hamas or to whoever attacked Israel. They hide them in their camp, and then they gave it back to them, the missile. They actually supply missile to be shot on Israelis. And then they are talking about what the law and justice and they're going to sue, you know, who? I would like the world to take a look at the United Nations again and rearrange it. Fair enough. We are rearranging everything. You guys rearrange all freaking Middle East. I think it's time to rearrange the United Nations. I don't know who was paying for UNRWA, and I don't know who's paying for anything anymore. I don't see them doing their job in Kenya when they slaughter 150 people in the universities in Kenya. Africa will never raise her head up if the United Nations will not do the job. What about the food supply? What about the outbreak of Ebola? We are here not listening to what really is going on. United Nations organization have been steady, fast against Israel all those years. You know, like a bug, she has in it, installing it, anti-Israeli. Every time it goes out, every vote is against Israeli, every issue is against Israeli. Whatever happens, the rest of the world, Israel is fucked. You know what? I think we have to redirect the organization, redirect the money, because we're not going to spend more money on an organization that is, you know, useless. Frankly, guys, what the heck did you do all those years with all those money? And you're sitting in the best real estate place in the world. And in front of you, the United Nations, 9/11 happened. Yeah, next door. I don't think you are really helping the world. So maybe we are in a situation when we are to reconsider what a global organization needs to be doing and not doing. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is BBS Radio. It's the impossible truth. It is 8:30 in the Middle East. It's a time where everybody is sitting to listen to the news, and there are so many news in the making. And I'm talking about stuff in generic terms, not really going into detail today because of special condition we have on BBS Radio. But one thing you can trust, wherever you are, wherever you may be, and wherever you may go, wherever you may go, I want to bless you. I want to send my, you know, my hope and love to you, to tell you that we are here in this world and we are part of it, and we can turn events and make things better. We just have to grasp the moment and decide this world is ours. We're going to turn it around and we're going to make it better. Totally Benny Davis, and let's get to some music so we can go back and talk some more about the issues of the day and maybe about God and what he's recommending us in the time of challenge. And we are back, and this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is The Impossible Truth, and we are back. This is April 6, 2015, and you know, it's Passover in Israel, and it's the new season. Easter just that you celebrated showed you that the spring, the cycle of life recontinues, and the cycle of returning to the place where you belong is coming about. Remember, your life is about your achievement, your success, and whatever you did to bring yourself to this point in history. This is a point where your whatever you deserve, you will get. God's in the making, and it's amazing. It's amazing how we are trying to repeat the mistake of the past. And we have a little Mrs. Goody Two Shoes Clinton who just erased all our data from her iPod, our blue, whatever telephone she has, the email, the private mail that she owes for the State Department when she used to go on Benghazi. And, you know, the situation that never been solved, never been questioned, well, been questioned, but never been answered properly. There are people on the ground that know the answer, and they will come around and they say it. But I want to ask her one question. Again, this time, Mrs. Clinton, are you for real? You're coming back to Israel to tell us to give back Jerusalem, the holy city of the Jewish people, for what? For another? What time? Remember, Mr. Clinton, President Clinton, which I really, really liked. I really liked. He inspired us all over the world. He was amazing. We love him. He wanted to come and bring peace to the world, to the region. We believed him. You know, Mr. Robin, poor, God bless his soul, was there. He wanted, you know, he wanted with all his heart to make an accord. Bill Clinton did convince us that this is a good thing. And you know what? The heart of Bill Clinton is known. He's a good guy. Everybody knows that. He's a great president. He used to be a great president. For all the world, everybody loved him, and, you know, still love him. But he reminded us one thing that his Reverend Aaron said once on his, you know, on his deathbed. Please, if you forget the children of Israel, God will never forgive you. And look what happened. He gave in 2000, there was an election in Israel. There was an election that Benjamin Netanyahu lost. He lost because Mr. Clinton got so upset with Netanyahu. And, you know, between generals, between major league, you know, let's call them quarterbacks. Okay, let's call them quarterback. You know, they don't know how big is the group they're holding. They're just a quarterback of history. Between quarterbacks, they have to fight. And, of course, Bill Clinton and Netanyahu didn't get along. Making the story short, Netanyahu upset so much Bill Clinton that Bill Clinton decided to send Mr. Carville to work on the campaign against Benjamin Netanyahu with the labor. Year 2000, Mr. Barak, the incredible man, Mr. Barak is one of the general, one of defense minister, a prime minister of Israel, really outstanding, brilliant man. Took the favor as, you know, why not? You know, this guy's going to help me. The president of America is going to help me become a prime minister. I'll kick Benjamin Netanyahu out of office. And so he did. It was so simple of the book, Mr. Carville 101, Diplomacy, Politics, Campaign 101, says, let's change. Let's move on. Whatever. Are you being better? You know, has your life better yet? Mr. Carville, I know the book. I've been listening to you for so many years. I know it, the routine. It was really transparent, very annoying, but Barack won. Of course, how can you fight the, you know, the president of America and Bill Clinton in a surprise mode? Because on the ground, nobody saw it coming. So sure enough, he got on. But it took him really a short time to last that victory, because we managed to change the government in a few months. But what happened then? What happened for real? They wanted to give Jerusalem. And Arafat then, remember, 2004, Arafat died. But before that, there was Arafat in the business of the Palestinians. And Arafat understood that if somebody wanted the Jewish people to give the holy site of the Temple Mount, it's not a real deal. Because he knows God, he knows the rules, he knows this is the Bet HaMikdash, this is the Bet HaMikdash, this is the Holy Temple of Jerusalem was sitting there, and the Jewish are not going to give it up. Any baloney that anybody can say to him, it was not credible. That's why he blew up a 2000 accord. What's not to understand? And I got it firsthand from his advisor, so I know that that's what he was thinking. So after that, what happened? All hell, you know, got released, and Israel had to suffer 7 years of intifada, of riots, thousands of blowing up in the middle of the street, restaurants, buses, everywhere, madness on the ground, because Mr. Clinton decided he wants to give a peace a chance in the Middle East. Well, too bad. You cannot make peace when you forget God. If you leave God out of the equation on the Jewish land, you are not going to succeed. Something that this president is not making. He knows God, and he knows it's not happening. So the mistake of Bill Clinton is not going to be repeated again here now. And Mrs. Clinton, who is really screaming from the sideline now in this election, trying to overcome Netanyahu, calling now, let's talk about Jerusalem, the division of Jerusalem, giving back the old city, blah, blah. Hello? Mrs. Clinton, go home. It's about time, because the law of the land that you broke by raising federal government protocol, data, you're in and out from the State Department, that's a felony in the book, they say, right? So I'm not saying you're a good girl. I love you, Mrs. Clinton. But, you know, no, you have a baby grandchild. It's about time to write your book. It's about time. Get your hand out of the holy city of God. Jerusalem is not for you to divide, you to give yours anything. Jerusalem is the holy city for the whole world to come, for Christian, for Jewish, for Muslim, to all to be in brotherhood of man. Anybody who wants to divide is like to putting a hole, a decker in the heart and the soul of the world, because the world needs to be united, and that's the single point in the universe that is united. Anybody who wants to divide it is trying to conceive the next war, and nobody is going to listen to you. Because God of Israel has his saying again and again. Every time they arrive to Jerusalem, something is happening. And you know what? The Jewish people learned their lesson very well. Sorry, we're just celebrating Passover, reminding us that, you know, bondage wasn't so far away. And let's not forget that the Second World War wasn't easy on the Jewish people. The bondage now in Germany. And you know what, Germany, guys? You have to understand that the Nazi routine that you guys have again there, it's really passé, it's overdue, you need to get rid of it, it's outlaw it from the system, outlaw everywhere. It's impossible to have one terrorist organization recognized as terrorist and that or not. And having said so, I need to say something about the change in the atmosphere here. Life gives us the opportunity to seize the moment. And I don't know why I have the feeling that the Palestinian claim to say to all those bad goons, that terrorists around, we're not a part of it, is really an excellent, excellent saying. I don't know how truthful they are, but it's outstanding that they said that. And I want them to show us how they can go back to Gaza, build, I saw they built a beautiful hotel there. Keep on building, build hotels, build tourism, get rid of the terrorists. Just get rid of them. Did you pull and not allow them if you won't allow them? Just get, let's get the region in order. Life is good. Life is great. Be a part of it. Don't settle. And Mrs. Clinton, I love you really, really very much. Many years I wrote to you because you were fantastic. But once you are making a mistake twice, stuff that costs people, you know, life on the ground, I'm sorry. I really need to say no to you. And I want to respect whoever played now in this day. And Mr. Kerry did give his heart out. You know, and all the government today, they help, and I know that they're coming to accord with Israel right now. They're thinking how to work a plan to redeem and make it better. It's a good time for the universe to come along and worship God in one place in the universe. And I want that Jerusalem to be one holy city for everybody. And please remember, it's not because it's ours or it's yours. It's because it's not about us. It's about the balance that we need to keep. And we can keep that balance only if we let the other one have it. Remember when you're in the swing, remember there are swings that both sides that you go and one side comes up, the other side goes down, right? Think if there won't be any other side. You just sit on the ground. So in order for you to bounce back up, you need that resistance of the other side. So we need that equilibrium. We need the balance of power. We need Russia and we need America. We need China and we need Japan, I guess. We need the Middle East to be balanced. And as all, God gave the Jewish people one task, be the light. It means that while we are balancing, you have to be in the light, the batteries, the enlightenment, the spark, the idea, the seeds, agriculture, flour, diamonds, anything. Just whatever you need is here. Just come in peace and you will have your spiritual acknowledgement. You will understand that when you come here, you're coming before God and He'll send the messenger that you need to show you the way. That's the way God's work. I think, who am I to say that? I just try to keep His practice and be a loyal student of His studies and to be a student of God, because sometimes somebody says, hey, you know, you can't always know what He's saying or what He wants. Sometimes you don't understand what He wants. Keep the faith. That's what He wants you to see. Keep on going, you know, and you don't need a babysitter. You can just keep it up. And with that in mind, I want to recognize a great movie that I saw this holiday season, Exodus, the new Exodus that was featured, I guess, through the media. Amazing movie, brilliant execution. It's amazing to see Moses on a horse. No, we never seen, you know, all those movies that you see from Exodus, you never saw Moses on oars. And this one is like, oh, glorifying Moses. And I was saying, wow, that's look good. It's like glorifying the Jewish Exodus, glorifying it, glorifying it, until I found that glitch that recognized that he's talking to a child instead of God. That's the twist. That's the twist of belief. So as a good Jewish person, I have to say, we believe that Moses spoke directly to God. However, as a good movie, I can say that it's an excellent, excellent execution. I guess that we are time for more music, and we'll be back in a few. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is Impossible Truth. It's April 6, 2015, and it's Passover time. Time to celebrate freedom, liberty, and all what gives you pleasure in this new season of spring. New time is coming about. And with a good accord with the Iranian. The Russian is supposed to keep the nuclear waste away. That's in the accord, I guess. So I guess we trust them. Let's go to some music, and we'll go back and we'll talk some more. I hope you are enjoying us, and join us anytime you want. And we are back, and this is Orly Benny Davis and BBS Radio. It's time for the impossible truth. It's the time that I tell you all what I was thinking all these years, I guess, and all this week about what's happening. In Israel, we had a few incidents that are meaningful. The most important meaningful thing is to remember that, you know, that we are in here in the cycle of life, and we all have a cycle that goes and gone sometimes. So when you go and understand that the departed people are the one that are leaving us, is a sign for you to understand that, you know, we all end up that way. So please don't feel too strong, too heavy about yourself, because we all end up in the same way. There are some books you can write, and some books that be written on you, and some books that won't mention you. It doesn't matter. The only thing is what you write in your life before God, and he remembers everything. And if you have a beautiful melody you write in front of him, you will be graced, and you will have a love in your life. Now, I know that it's hard. I know that it's so unfair. I know that sometimes the life cards that are dealt to us are really not to our liking. But the example we set by believing in God is something that will give you the power to go to the next level. This is the way it goes. Sometimes only, you know, it's only a part of the energy we give. And you can spend your life whining, but it's you, remember. As long as you're together in your mind and body, the energy that you produce and whatever you give out can be amazing. Does it matter how you're dressed? No, it helps if you keep on yourself clean, neat, and in order. Then if you respect yourself, the world will respect you, and you will have, you know, the energy to keep on going. Trust in yourself. Trust that God has a mean to every story. And whatever it is, we want to pray, and we want to give charity. If you want wisdom for protection, is charity, to give charity every day, to light a candle, to pray is awesome way. I've been around having fun with so many things. But I remember always that the most incredible moment that I have of real joy is when I found myself in the environment that God exists. It means it exists. He exists everywhere, but where they let him be in a holy place. I don't know where you would call it holy, but when you can say hi to God and I love you, God, and I love you to your other fellow man without feeling that you need to protect yourself or put in defense mechanism. And it's not a sport and it's not a fight. It's a life. And when somebody come and salute you and say to you, hey, happy Passover, please find the time to say happy Passover to you. I'm sorry I have to run, but happy Passover to you too. Happy Easter. Because sometimes when you're not doing bless back, you actually take away the blessing that was given to you. Try to be graceful. Try to remember that you pay back in deeds, in goodness, in whatever you do, with love and happiness. And a lot of thankful before God. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is all for today. I had fun to find myself in a way, in a time where I need to just talk to you without any help from audience or any help from videos or sounds that I accumulated to tell you about the news, maybe telling you that, we fought the bad, we already won it in the Second World War, and we're winning with goodness this third one that will never arrive. We're going to finish with it sooner than later, and we're going to have time of our life discovering how great this world can be. So blessing, and God bless you all. This is Orly Benny Davis, and talk to you next week.